If you think the S Line is just about a streetcar, local officials probably would have loved to have you over at the 600 East S Line crossing on Friday morning. From that spot, you would see not just a light rail line, but also a bicycle and pedestrian trail, large murals and sculptures, carefully planned green space, and even a bocce ball court across the way. Steve Meyer, Chief Capital Development Officer at UTA, says this all comes together to make for a unique community amenity.
You don't often see streetcar projects with this kind of transportation and pedestrian bicycle amenities next to it. But it's a great opportunity, and we're going to, you know, you get tired of riding your bike or walking, you can get on that train and make the rest of your trip on that. Or you eat too much at these great restaurants in Sugar House. What a great opportunity to take the train back home.
The S Line has been open for about 9 months, but many of the more enticing features have been absent until now. For example, an extension of Parley's Trail, a trail that will connect Jordan River with the Bonneville shoreline, was barely under construction when the S Line opened in December last year. Seeing that component completed elicited excitement from Salt Lake County Mayor Ben McAdams.
Running 8 miles from the Bonneville Shoreline Trail along the I-80 alignment, it would be a non-motorized bike and pedestrian trail for commuting, for exercise, and just getting outdoors with family and friends safely and efficiently. Today is a dream come true and an exciting time for all of us as we declare this Parley's Trail corridor between State Street and Highland Drive open for use.
While the opening of the Greenway is a big step forward for the project, Meyer says the S Line is still far from a finished product.
It's incomplete now, and it will be for some period of time. When we originally envisioned this and did the environmental work and the studies, we had based this on a cost estimate and a plan to double track this and have 5 to 10 minute headways here. So when we did receive the grant from the Federal Transit Administration, we received less money than what we thought we would, but through great partnerships, we've been able to get this primarily single-track system in that doesn't have the kind of headways. You know, we're running about 20-minute headways. Well, we want to be at 5 or 10-minute headways. But this amenity certainly helps.
So in the coming months, we may get a more accurate view of just how helpful the Greenway will be in promoting the S-Line's use. And if you're looking for a decent bocce ball court, you can find one by the 600 East Crossing. You can get there by bike, by foot, or by streetcar. But Salt Lake County officials say you'll have to tote your own bocce balls. For KCPW News, I'm Ryan Cunningham.